USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A major announcement from CNN that it's parting ways with Chris Cuomo. The cable news network announcing Saturday that Cuomo has been, quote, terminated effective immediately. Cuomo was suspended earlier this week when new information came to light about his involvement in aiding his brother, the former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, against sexual harassment allegations. In a statement, CNN says the decision to cut Cuomo loose comes after they hired a law firm to conduct a review of the new information, and that despite the firing, they will continue to investigate as appropriate. A man is hurt after reportedly jumping out of a plane as it was going to a gate after landing in Phoenix, Arizona. It happened early Saturday morning. They say the man exited through a rear galley door after a flight from Colorado Springs to Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size, slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
A new study says the Omicron variant of COVID-19 may be more transmissible because of its genetic makeup. A study done by researchers in Cambridge, Massachusetts, says it has similar genetic material as a human coronavirus variant that does cause common cold symptoms. They believe the Omicron variant evolved from someone who was, in their words, co-infected with the cold-producing virus and with COVID-19. President Joe Biden says his national security team is crafting a series of comprehensive initiatives aimed at discouraging Russia from invading Ukraine as it's amassed tens of thousands of troops at the border, though it denies it's planning any such incursion. The president, though, spoke with reporters about it at the White House on Friday.
I've been in constant contact with our allies in Europe, with the Ukrainians.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman from Indiana who went to San Diego to visit her boyfriend but disappeared has been found, as Leteshe Norris was found after being reported missing for weeks. And Gabby Petito's family even aided in the search for the missing woman. But Norris's case does echo the Gabby Petito case, where Leteshe went on a cross-country trip to see a boyfriend in California but was reported missing not long after she landed in San Diego. Petito's mom and dad had been giving Norris's parents advice on how to deal with the media and how to cope with the disappearance of their daughter. But again, the woman has been located now. No other explanation's been provided. Vice President Kamala Harris losing another high-level staffer, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
I love Simone, and I can't wait to see what she will do next. And I know that it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Her departure would mark the second high-level exit from Harris's office in recent weeks. Ashley Etienne, the vice president's communications director, announced last month that she would leave in December.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.